everyone, it's Cheyenne. Welcome to my fourth podcast. In my previous episodes, we've discussed the glassfish and the Goliath grouper. In today's episodes, we'll be talking about the lionfish, which I know it sounds a little intimidating, but it's really not. These fish have a lot of interesting information, so I can't fit them all into one episode. So my next two episodes are going to be after this episode, it's going to be about the lionfish, but it's going to be their features, and then it's going to be the why they're invasive, and then reproduction. So I'm going to split it into three different episodes because there's just way too much to fit into one episode. So I hope you all enjoy the next few episodes just as much as I enjoyed doing the research, because lionfish are very interesting, to be honest. Also, sorry if I sound a little weird at some points. I just got over being sick, so my voice is kind of off. But I'm going to start with telling you guys a little about me, because I do have a pet lionfish. He stays in our tank. No, there's no other fish in there because, you know, he'd probably eat them. But we do have, like, hermit crabs in there, and we have a starfish, and, you know, a couple other little things that are like that. No fish, though, because, yeah, again, he'll eat them. But another fun fact about them, well, before we start, a fun fact about them, is that lionfish don't have, it's not a metabolism, because they do, I don't know what it's called, but you know how when you eat a whole bunch, you know, you get full and your stomach tells you, you know, stop eating because you're fat, you know, you're good. Well, lionfish don't have that, so they just eat until, you know, they die because they keep eating too much. So lionfish don't know when they're full and when they're not. So when we feed my lionfish, we give them like, I'd say like 5 to 7 little goldfish each time we feed him. And they have to be live or he won't eat them. But we just dump them in the tank and then he eats them. It's pretty quick. It's not really all that interesting. He kind of just sucks it in and then it's over. But he eats them really, really fast. Like, it's kind of scary. And he's very aggressive. So, like, us trying to put our hands in there, like, he'll try to attack our hand and whatnot. So, that's nice. It's always nice, you know, when your fish tries to attack you. They're very scary looking, I'm not gonna lie. But they're also beautiful, you know, just like any other creature. So, they're, like, red and white. And it has, like, brown. It's, like, a red-brown kind of color. And it's striped. It has really long, showy pectoral fins, so they're, like, really feathery and long. And then, it has up to 18 needle-like dorsal fins. So, by that, I mean, you know, the fish fins that they swim with? Yeah, they have those, but it's, like, really needly and very long and feathery looking. Kind of like a wing. And then on the top, like, their head area, it has the spikes, too. And they're very long, but they're very pretty fish. I'm not, like, they're very pretty. They can grow up to, like, 15 inches in length. They're not very big fish, but they're very intimidating looking. The average is closer to, like, 1 foot long. That's, like, as big as they can get. They do sting. That's why they have those spiky thorn fins. Yeah, they do sting. Yes, they are venomous. No, they will not kill you. The most that they'll do is they'll make you nauseous and they'll give you breathing difficulties, probably headaches, you know, things like that. But it's rarely fatal, so nobody's really ever died from it. Oh, that's another reason why I was scared to put my hand in, you know, our tank to clean it, because you get stung by one. I'm not trying to die, because knowing me, that'd be my luck. They rely on camouflage and lighting and fast reflexes. So that's kind of their little, those three little things are their survival skills. Camouflage, because they usually blend in with most things and like the coral reefs and stuff like that. There are actually 10 different species native to the Pacific Ocean. I meant Pacific. There are 10 different species Pacific. You know what I mean. The smallest species is only 2 inches long, so they're very, very small. They're like little tiny baby fish. They can survive 5 to 15 years in the wild by themselves, but they're usually kept as, like, show fish in tanks and stuff, you know, like mine. And they're also active during the day, so they're not nocturnal or anything, they're only active during the day. The biggest lionfish ever caught was actually 9.5 inches long, or 19, sorry, I said 9, 19.5 inches long, so 19 and a half. Sheesh, I cannot talk today. Sorry, guys. They usually don't go far from home, so, like, it's territory. They usually travel around and, you know, find a reef that they like, but they don't really leave that reef. Like, that's their home. Once they settle somewhere, they don't leave anything. They can dive up to and as far as 305 meters, so that's roughly 10,000 feet. They also don't have many predators, and they can eat almost anything up to 2/3 of its size, including some important fish like snapper, grouper, flounder, and other common, you know, regular fish. Their stomachs can expand up to 30 times their size, so again, going back to them not being able to tell if they're full or not. And studies have shown that lionfish can actually live without food for up to 3 months and only lose 10% of their body mass. So I think that's pretty impressive, because, you know, if I don't eat up to 10 months, I'm dead. And they literally just don't lose body mass at all. They kind of just, you know, hang out, whatever. I don't feel like eating, so I'm not going to eat. On average, they can reach 1 to 2 pounds. They're not usually that heavy. They're pretty light, in my opinion. But, they also swallow their prey whole, so it's not like them chomping on anything, like they just swallow it. They suck it in like a vacuum. They also will eat their own species. If food is scarce and they don't have any way to get food, they will go after their own and they will eat their own if they have the chance because they need food. So going back to, those were really most of my research. That was pretty much all of my research. But going back to my own, because I have my own in my tank, he's pretty big now. We've had him for about 2 years, but we did catch him in the wild. We did not pay for him. Yeah, you're supposed to kill them because they are invasive species to Florida and to, you know, the United States. We'll get into that when we talk about them in another video, or I mean episode, sorry, another episode. But mine, we caught at Blue Heron Bridge, and we caught him with a net. We thought he was pretty, and we knew he was invasive, but we really wanted him to be in our fish tank. So, yeah, we dove down. It took a lot of us to catch him, because he was, like, really fast. But we dove down, and we just caught him in a net, and we put him in the little tank that we have in our boat, and we kept him with us. And then we got him acclimated to, like, the tank water, and we got him in there, and that was that. But I have to tell you, swimming with them is kind of intimidating, because, you know, you don't know where they're gonna go. So I was kind of scared of, like, if he touched my foot or something, if I was gonna die or not. But yeah, that was definitely an adventure, and I do not suggest swimming with them unless you're there to kill them. Yes, it is legal to kill them. No, it is not going to get you in trouble. You're allowed to kill them. You're allowed to hunt them. It is completely legal because they are very, very overpopulated. And they are ruining our reefs. But again, we'll get to that in another video. I keep saying video. I mean episode. I am sorry. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Some of my sources that I've got this information from are lionfish.co/lionfish, nationalgeographic.com/animals/fish/r/red-lionfish/. I'm telling you the whole thing, so if you look it up, you know, it'll bring you right to the page. But another one is softschools.com/facts/animals/lionfish-facts/476/. And then one more is kidsconnect.com with K's. So kids is spelled K, obviously, and connect is spelled with a K instead of a C. And then /animals/lionfish/. So that's where I got most of my sources from. There are more in the other episodes that I'm going to be making, because we do have a lot more to discuss about them. But I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys stay to watch more. Thank you. Have a good day or night, wherever you are. Bye.